paid me an amazing compliment but did not see it.
It's time for Boys High School Soccer on WKTN. Your sponsors, Stillwater Metal, Middlefield Bank, West Federal Credit Union, The Little Chicago Room, Kenton Moose Family Center, Robinson Finn Machines, HSLC, Pencil Ready Mix, Opta Health, Golden Giant, Alpha Omega Entertainment, Martin's Meat Mart, Edward Jones, Cal Johnston, McCullough Industries, Ozzy's The Detail Shop, Ozzy's Customs and Collision, Route 68 Sports Podcast, and Ada Athletic Boosters. Now live, here's Drew Crabtree and Eric Vaugh.
Good morning, soccer fans. Good morning, soccer fans.
We've been having some kind of technical difficulties this morning. Good morning. We are live from War Memorial Stadium here in Ada, Ohio, for an OHSA tournament match. We got sectional finals. It's the 5-13 Riverdale Falcons, who just dispatched Lincoln View earlier this week, versus the Ada Bulldogs.
The Ada Bulldogs with an
11-4-2 record. We're going to get started with the Cessna Transport pregame show after a word from a few of our sponsors. You're listening to your region, your radio, WKTN.
Pencil Ready Mix offers 6 locations to better serve you in Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 in Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Pencil Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatch front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Pencil Ready Mix and follow them on Facebook to see the many projects they do.
Robinson Finn Machines is the world's premier custom folded fin manufacturer and is proud to support all area athletes this season. With a commitment to our community, we cheer on local teams and celebrate their dedication, teamwork, and sportsmanship. Just as we deliver quality fin, short lead times, and competitive pricing in our industry, we stand behind our athletes with the same passion and support, helping make this season a winning one for everyone.
Kenton Moose Family Center 428 is a family-friendly private club. At 801 West Lima Street, the Kenton Moose offers daily lunch and dinner specials. For more information on how to become a member, call 419-675-0428. The Kenton Moose Family Center 428 is a proud sponsor of all of our area sports teams, and all of your hard work does not go unnoticed. The Kenton Moose Family Center 428 would like to wish all of our area athletes the best of luck this season.
At Alpha Omega Entertainment, we're all about making your wedding unforgettable without all the stress. From the moment you say I do to the last dance, we're there from beginning to end, bringing the energy, the vibe, and the perfect soundtrack to your day. Whether you need a DJ who knows how to keep the party going or an MC to make sure every moment flows, we've got you covered. We personalize everything to fit your style so your wedding feels like you. Don't settle for ordinary. Let us make your big day epic. Visit DJChadSpencer.com today. Alpha Omega Entertainment, there from beginning to end.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
Need to send money to friends or family? What about to personal accounts at other locations? Need to make a payment at Quest from another bank or credit union? Go to questfcu.com/payoptions to learn more. We're rolling out new ways to pay anyone and to pay yourself. All free, all available at Quest Federal Credit Union. Membership eligibility required? Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured. Equal opportunity lender.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to the Cessna Transport pregame show. I'm Drew Crabtree alongside my partner, Eric Vaugh.
We're bringing you the Riverdale
at the Ada Bulldogs in OHSAA tournament play for a sectional final. A little bit about these Falcons. Riverdale comes in 5-13, 1-4 in in-COSA play. They only beat Corey Rawson this year. They kind of struggled, but going into the season, they didn't even know if they were going to have a team. They literally went down to the wire, posting on Facebook. They're like, hey, we need more guys to show out. And the guys that they brought in have given all for a 5-13 record. Two wins against Woodmore, of course, this year, a 7-1 victory and an 8-0 victory. But they are coming off of a 4-0 win over Lincolnview in the first round of the OHSA playoffs. What can you tell us a little bit about these Falcons, Eric, and what to look for?
Well, absolutely, Drew. Again, first of all,
as we are still experiencing
difficulties, I apologize here. Drew, I'm glad to be here with you. Again, this is going to be a great matchup between the Falcons and the Bulldogs. For Riverdale, you're going to have to look first at number 10, Cameron Snook, the sophomore midfielder and a team captain. He has 24 goals on the season and 2 assists for 50 points. And he's coming off a game against Lincolnview where he had four
goals in that game. And Snook,
if my mic cut out again, I apologize again. Like I said, we're experiencing some technical difficulties. Snook had 4 goals last game against Lincolnview in the sectional semifinals, and then earlier in the season on October 11th on the road against
second time they played Woodmore,
and he had 6 goals in that game, broke a school record for most goals in a single game. So Snook has been absolutely phenomenal this season, all NCOSA first team selection this year, and son of a head coach Andrew Snook, who's done a heck of a job this season, his third season coaching Riverdale. And again, it's honestly
a miracle. Again, it's honestly kind of a
miracle, Drew, that Riverdale was able to get enough guys to play this season. As again, like you said, they're at risk of not even having a season. So, it's just awesome to see that these guys are able to not just play
the season, but also, Riverdale was
to make it to the playoffs, win a playoff game against Lincolnview, and they have a chance to move on in the districts here. And their road to Columbus is not over, so Riverdale has a chance to pull off a big upset today.
That's the thing here. Riverdale and Ada know each other incredibly well. They both play in the NCOSA. They have played every single year since the inception. Since 2012, because earlier this season, Riverdale fell to the Bulldogs 4-1. That was the first win for Ada over Riverdale since 2011. Now, if you know anything about Ada or you know anything about me, you'd know I scored. I would not.
I scored with 90 seconds to go.
Historic Crew Stadium against these Falcons. It was probably the only highlight of my athletic career, but I'm going to die being proud of that. But anyway, since then, earlier this season, the Bulldogs were 0-15-1 against the Falcons. They played them every single year in in-coastal play and then drew them a couple times in tournaments. Riverdale's had their number. There have been a couple of close games.
There have been multiple close games.
Riverdale won by 1 goal. Like last year, Riverdale beat them twice, 3-2. It's going to be a great game. Raiden Bishop, the Falcon goalkeeper, 144 saves. He's got back-to-back clean sheets on the season. He's going to have his hands full with this Bulldog attack. You got anything more for us for the Falcons?
Yeah, another guy.
Take a look at Drew. Landon Elwood, the junior defender.
Fielder number 3 for the Falcons. He's also an excellent piece as well. 5 goals in the year, 11 assists for 21 points. That's second on the team in terms of points, just behind Cameron Snook. And Elwood, who is another team captain, one of the returning letter winners, all NCOSA honorable mention selection this season. And he had
assists in the game against Woodmore last week on October 11th.
Scored a goal earlier this season against Temple Christian, and again, as I mentioned, second most points, second on the team in goals as well with 5. So, again, he's an outstanding player, a really nice, kind of all-around piece. Again, 5 goals, 11 assists, and 21 points for the junior Elwood. So if Snook is going to be shut down, which I think Ada is going to look to really try to do their best to contain Snook, it's going to
open a lot of opportunities for Landon Elwood. It's going to open up a lot of
opportunities for Elwood to
put goals in the back of the net and try to score.
And especially if the Bulldogs are going to try to lock down Cameron Snook, which I think Ada's going to have to do that here today if they want to avoid an upset and look to get their second win against Riverdale this season.
Absolutely. The Bulldogs are well aware of Cameron Snook and his effect on the game. You're completely right. Landon Elwood, that offense goes through him. He commands the midfield, and he is the main distributor. He's the reason why. He's a big reason why. I don't want to say everything because Snook is fantastic with the ball on his foot. But he's a massive reason why Cameron Snook has had so much success this year. We're going to take a real quick break. You are listening to the Cessna Transport pregame show right here on your region, your radio, WKTN.
Involved in an accident? Ozzie's Customs and Collision in Kenton is ready to get your vehicle looking its best again. Our skilled team provides high-quality collision repair with attention to detail you can trust. We work with all insurance companies and make the repair process simple from start to finish. Stop by Ozzie's Customs and Collision at 203 Harris Street in Kenton. Quality repairs, trusted service, and results you can count on.
HSLC is a proud supporter of Hardin County area teams. Today's athletes are tomorrow's leaders. The hard work that our athletes put in to perfect their skills will carry over to their adult life and make Hardin County even better. Thank you, area athletes.
The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Pencil Ready Mix offers six locations to better serve you. In Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 and Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Pencil Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatch front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Pencil Ready Mix and follow them on Facebook to see the many projects they do.
Kenton Moose Family Center 428 is a family-friendly private club. At 801 West Lima Street, the Kenton Moose offers daily lunch and dinner specials. For more information on how to become a member, call 419-675-0428. The Kenton Moose Family Center 428 is a proud sponsor of all of our area sports teams, and all of your hard work does not go unnoticed. The Kenton Moose Family Center 428 would like to wish all of our area athletes the best of luck this season.
Getting paid tomorrow or maybe even 2 days from now? Do you direct deposit with Quest Federal Credit Union? If not, you should. Quest FCU is now offering early access to direct deposits. Get paid today. For a small fee, you can have your cash immediately deposited. Go to questfcu.com/quickpay for all the details. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured, equal housing lender, member eligibility required.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back.
KTN, this is OHSAA sectional final action between
the Bulldogs and the Riverdale Falcons. We gave you a little bit of a sneak peek on what to expect from Riverdale. Now we will shift our focus to the home team, 11-4-2. Ada Bulldogs had significantly more success scoring the ball than their Riverdale counterparts. Riverdale only forced 38 goals while allowing 79 this year, including the 4-0 win over Lincolnview. The Bulldogs, however, 51...
23 goals allowed. They have
shut out their opponent 4 times. They have allowed only 1 goal 10 times. A lot of this, we're going to focus a lot on Andrew Allen, and that is 100% justified. But Jacob Rush back there in goal, and that Bulldog defense, which is full. Like, legitimately, I had to take up an entire
page in my pregame notes for Encosa Honors.
Bulldogs, it's crazy. This is the most decorated team that I've seen in a long time. But Jacob Rush back there in goal, 20 saves and those 4 clean sheets. Like I said before, Riverdale has had Ada's number of late before this year's 4-0 victory for the Dogs. You know, What are you looking for here for the purple and gold here at home in this sectional final?
Well, I think
you said it best, Drew. It's definitely going to be Andrew Allen offensively and then Jacob Rush at goalkeeper.
Allen, you mentioned 51 goals for Ada as a team. Andrew Allen has 25 of those 51 goals, so he's accounted for nearly half of the Bulldogs' goals this season, and he's the team leader in goals and points. He's also
team in assists with 5. That's only behind the sophomore Conley,
who's got 11 assists. He's also got 9 goals for 29 points, and he's another guy that's going to be a
impact player today for Ada, but obviously Andrew Allen.
The offense runs through Andrew Allen, the junior midfielder slash forward. He kind of just does a little bit of everything, and you know, he's been fantastic as their striker this year. And again,
can account for nearly half of your team's goals. That's a really good sign. That just
shows that you are a tremendous player, and Andrew Allen is certainly an incredibly talented player offensively. He's got 3 games with 4 goals this season and 7 games this year with multiple goals, and he is one
away from his 50th varsity goal, as he had 24 goals
a season ago, and he's just one up that by 1 goal with 25 this year. So a goal today would mean his 50th varsity goal in his career, and the All-Incosa second team selection. He is an absolute gem for this Ada offense. And then you mentioned it, Jacob Rush, been outstanding in their 4 shutouts.
And on the season, Rush has got 120 saves and had 5 saves.
Lincoln View in their last game back on October 9th, it was a 5-2 victory for Ada, and a season-high 14 saves earlier this season in a 1-1 draw against Bath. And he's got 6 games of double-digit saves, so Rush really
is a very important piece to this Ada team. You know, again, they're not able
to get all the goals that they've been able to score this season without the job that Jacob Rush has done at goalkeeper and without his great defense and only surrendering 23 goals here this season. You know, again, Ada just does everything so well on both sides of the ball.
The big part as to why they had a tremendous season.
Yeah, Coach Aaron Atchison.
Season as the head man, taking over for Jacob Oakley a couple years, Coach Oakley. I can't remember his first name for some reason. I coached with him, just trying to do 15 things at once. But as I said, Ada has so many Incosa honors. They got first team Andrew Allen, second team is Jacob Rush, Carson Conley, and Jacob Henson. And then honorable mention, they have 8. Wyatt Fisher, Evan Miller, Jude Griffin, Joshua Thaxton, Tim Chrysobolis, Connor McKean, Chase Jarrett, and Braden Bowen. This Ada team is primed for a postseason run if they can funnel it right through Andrew Allen. And if, you know, if Riverdale, like we said with the Bulldogs, knowing that Snook is a superstar, Riverdale is more than aware that Andrew Allen is where this offense goes. He scored all 4 goals in that 4-1 victory over Riverdale earlier on this season, while Snook scored the 1 literally right after Andrew Allen put in that first one. We're going to take another real quick break. You're listening to the Cessna Transport pregame show on Your Region, Your Radio, WKTN.
At Alpha Omega Entertainment, we're all about making your wedding unforgettable without all the stress. From the moment you say I do to the last dance, we're there from beginning to end, bringing the energy, the vibe, and the perfect soundtrack to your day. Whether you need a DJ who knows how to keep the party going or an MC to make sure every moment flows, we've got you covered. We personalize everything to fit your style so your wedding feels like you. Don't settle for ordinary. Let us make your big day epic. Visit DJChadSpencer.com today. Alpha Omega Entertainment, there from beginning to end.
Opta Health Physical Therapy is locally owned and operated since 2001 and is here to help you get back to doing what you love. Our team of expert physical therapists provide one-on-one individualized treatment plans to help you recover and return to normal life. From sport injuries to chronic pain, Opta Health has the experience and knowledge to help you feel your best. Take the first steps towards being pain-free and schedule an appointment today. Stop in or visit us at optahealth.org. Opta Health wishes all area athletes a great season this year and are here if you need us. Call to learn about our free screens. McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company, provides material handling equipment and is known for their right self-dumping hopper. Made exclusively in Kenton, attention to detail in a variety of sizes and shapes, there's almost no end to the uses of their product. McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company in Kenton. For more information, call them at 800-245-9490. At Ozzy's The Detail Shop, located at 1022 South Main Street in Kenton, we bring out the best in your vehicle. We provide complete interior and exterior detailing, professional paint correction, and advanced ceramic coating for lasting shine and protection. Whether you're refreshing your daily driver or preparing for a special event, we'll make your car look its absolute best. Stop by Ozzy's The Detail Shop today, where your vehicle gets the care it deserves.
HSLC is a proud supporter of Kenton Athletics. Today's athletes are tomorrow's leaders. The hard work that our athletes put in to perfect their skills will carry over to their adult life and make Kenton even better. Thanks, Kenton Athletes, and go Cats.
The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio, member FDIC, equal housing lender. HSLC.
Involved in an accident? Ozzy's Customs and Collision in Kenton is ready to get your vehicle looking its best again. Our skilled team provides high-quality collision repair with attention to detail you can trust. We work with all insurance companies and make the repair process simple from start to finish. Stop by Ozzy's Customs and Collision at 203 Harris Street in Kenton. Quality repairs, trusted service, and results you can count on.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back, WKTN. We got OHSAA tournament soccer between the Riverdale Falcons and Ada Bulldogs. I'm fighting a yellow jacket up here. We're going to send it right back to the station for a couple more sponsors as they take care of all the fun pregame festivities here. You're listening to your region, your radio, WKTN.
Good luck to the Ada soccer team from the Ada Athletic Boosters. We, as well as your whole community, are proud of all your accomplishments on and off the field. Win or lose, your community is behind you all the way and are proud of the adults you are becoming. The Ada Athletic Boosters are proud sponsors and supporters of the Ada Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs!
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality, leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Hensel Ready Mix offers six locations to serve you. In Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 and Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Hensel Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio, dispatch, front, discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel Ready Mix today. Hensel Ready Mix is a proud supporter of the Kenton Wildcats soccer team and wishes them the best of luck this season.
Martin's Meat Mart, your hometown proud, full-service convenience store in Forest, offering fresh-cut meats, meat and cheese plates, and grocery needs. Martin's offers other services too, like pizza, ATM machine, lottery tickets, fresh donuts, and more. Martin's Meat Mart would like to wish the Riverdale Falcons good luck.
What does it mean to be rich? Maybe it's less about reaching a magic number and more about discovering the magic in life. I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Ever Jones financial advisor. Count on me for financial strategies that can help support a life you love, because the key to being rich is knowing what counts. Contact me today at 419-673-0937, and let's find your rich. Ever Jones, member SIPC.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to WKTM. We're going to send it back to the sponsors as they continue the pregame festivities here at Ada for the OHSAA sectional final. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, WKTM.
Robinson Fin Machines is the world's premier custom folded fin manufacturer and is proud to support all area athletes this season. With a commitment to our community, we cheer on local teams and celebrate their dedication, teamwork, and sportsmanship. Just as we deliver quality fin, short lead times, and competitive pricing in our industry, we stand behind our athletes with the same passion and support, helping make this season a winning one for everyone.
As a member-owned financial institution, we stack the deck in your favor. Fewer fees, more frees. Quest Federal Credit Union puts our owners in a position to succeed by offering more opportunities to save where others choose to ding you for every service. Quest Federal Credit Union, member-owned since 1969. Bank better. Quest Federal Credit Union, explore the possibilities. NCUA insured, membership eligibility required, equal opportunity lender.
Kenton Moose Family Center 428 is a family-friendly private club. At 801 West Lima Street, the Kenton Moose offers daily lunch and dinner specials. For more information on how to become a member, call 419-675-0428. The Kenton Moose Family Center 428 is a proud sponsor of all of our area sports teams, and all of your hard work does not go unnoticed. The Kenton Moose Family Center 428 would like to wish all of our area athletes the best of luck this season.
Hi, this is Elizabeth, a mortgage lender at Middlefield Bank in Kenton. Are fall home projects always piling up? Are you stuck deciding whether you want to renovate or relocate? Let Middlefield Bank help you navigate your options today. Maybe remodel with Middlefield's variable rate home equity line of credit. We're offering prime minus a half a percent with no closing costs or application fees. Or make a move with Middlefield Bank's competitive and flexible mortgage solutions. Stop in today and see how I can help at Middlefield Bank. Terms and conditions apply. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Involved in an accident? Ozzy's Customs and Collision and Kenton is ready to get your vehicle looking its best again. Our skilled team provides high-quality collision repair with attention to detail you can trust. We work with all insurance companies and make the repair process simple from start to finish. Stop by Ozzy's Customs and Collision at 203 Harris Street in Kenton. Quality repairs, trusted service, and results you can count on.
HSLC is a proud supporter of Hardin County area teams. Today's athletes are tomorrow's leaders. The hard work that our athletes put in to perfect their skills will carry over to their adult life and make Hardin County even better. Thank you, area athletes.
The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to WKTM. We are bringing you OHSAA tournament action here at War Memorial Park between the Ada Bulldogs and the Riverdale Falcons. We're going through the starting lineups right now, so why don't we just continue on. You got the starting lineups for us?
Yeah, absolutely, Drew. So for Ada, they're going to go with their junior midfielder/forward, Andrew Allen, as they are going over the starting lineups right now for both teams, currently naming off the Ada starters. But Andrew Allen, number one, obviously in there in the starting 11, number one. The senior midfielder, number two, Evan Miller, along with senior defender, So they are going to have Andrew Allen, Evan Miller, alongside Drew Griffin. And actually here, I apologize. So I had a couple starters wrong here. So they're going to have Andrew Allen, Evan Miller, Drew Griffin, Wyatt Fisher, alongside Tim Chrysopoulos, and then Jacob Henson, Joshua Thaxton, Carson Conley, Braden Bowen, and then Connor McKean, and then Jacob Rush is going to be the starting goalkeeper. I apologize. I had a couple starters all mixed up, but it will be junior midfielder/forward, number one, Andrew Allen, senior midfielder, number two, Evan Miller, senior defender, number three, Jude Griffin, junior defender, number four, Wyatt Fisher, junior midfielder, number five, Tim Chrysopoulos, senior defender, number six, Jacob Henson, senior midfielder, number seven, Joshua Thaxton, sophomore forward/midfielder, number 10, Carson Conley, junior midfielder, Braden Bowen, sophomore midfielder/defender, Connor McKean, number 17, and then junior goalkeeper Jacob Rush. And then for Riverdale, it'll be Landon Elwood, number 3, the junior defender slash midfielder, number 5, junior defender slash midfielder Dominic Miller, along with sophomore midfielder number 8, Blaine Roach, sophomore midfielder number 10, Cameron Snook, senior midfielder number 13, Nathan Algie, sophomore defender number 14, Braden Jones, senior forward Aiden Stutz, number 18, alongside number 9, Adrian Altivator, and then junior midfielder number 19, Parker Goodrich. And meanwhile, the starting goalkeeper for Riverdale will be the sophomore Raiden Bishop, who has 144 saves on the year and was named to the All-In Coastal second team. And like we said pregame, Drew, he's posted back-to-back shutout wins. So it's going to be a hefty heavyweight matchup here at the goalkeeper position for both teams. So it should be a great one here today. I'm excited to see how both teams come out and play.
Love it. Riverdale gets the opening kick, passes it back to Elmwood, who clears it up into the attacking half. Ada gains possession right to the foot of Andrew Allen. Allen passes it back. We got Ada possessing now back to the defense, playing it up into the attacking half for the Bulldogs. Cool. Ada still possessing, doing a great job keeping the ball to their feet. Errant pass headed towards, I believe it's Conley. Riverdale gets possession now.
And here come the Falcons here as the Riverdale Falcons going from right to left.
And Ada going from left to right. Ada.
Their home kits, the purple and gold jerseys. Purple jerseys with the gold trim, gold letters and numbers. And Riverdale wearing their away kits, the white shirts with the blue shorts and blue letters and numbers. As here comes Allen up the near side.
Allen getting into the box. Allen crosser and a shot off the foot
of number 7, Thaxton. That one's blocked away. He took a shot there, and nice defense from the Falcons. And Ada retains possession with Thaxton near side. Now this is Fisher with it. Wyatt Fisher tries to send that one in to the box in the middle of the field, and that one is cleared out
by a Riverdale defender with 38 to go here in the first.
No score here in the Root Lumber scoreboard here on your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN, as the header from Carson Conley is off to the right of the net, and it'll be a goal kick coming up for the Falcons.
That was a great opportunity there by the Bulldogs. Andrew Allen is the weight that he, the gravity, I should say, of the defenders. Everyone pulls towards him. You always see that when you have one guy that accounts for so much. Now the Riverdale Falcons playing it in back through their back line.
And here comes Riverdale, a pass
from Elwood looking for number 8 Roach, and that one goes out of
ill-advised pass there, so a quick throw-in for the Bulldogs. As Fisher sends that one opposite side of the pitch. Now that one going over the head of Chrysopoulos and out of bounds.
What a cross there. That was almost 50 yards in the air.
Yeah, that
Ada
was,
retains possession there.
That
covered a lot of ground for sure. As another long pass to the
side looking for number 7, Thaxton, that one goes over his head. Is got 37 and a half minutes left here in the first half, being brought to you by Roof Law Office with Kyle Phillips.
And here is the opening kickoff presented by
LC. Started a few minutes ago as a shot up top from Evan Miller. That goes to the right of the goal once again. So it will be another goal kick here for Riverdale. And the goalkeeper, Raiden Bishop, wearing the sort of highlight
green and blue, sort of a half a, looks like highlighter green on the shoulders.
And then some turquoise everywhere else on the shirt and the shorts. They're manning the right side goal here as a pass to the far side corner to Conley. Another shot attempt, this one far side.
Chrysopoulos, that one is saved and scooped up by Bishop.
Able to clear with his hands, and Bishop will send this one away along
towards center circle as headed
by Bowen.
Nobody there for the Falcons to retain possession, so Ada just gets it right back, possessing right here in the middle of the field. Ada's really commanded the possession to this point and had so many more chances. You'd think that if they continue to press like this, something's going to fall. As Riverdale steals it back, number 10 has number 10 Snook for the Falcons, excuse me, has the ball as it errant pass to Elmwood. Straight up, Elmwood sends it back up.
Roach, looks like the dogs are going to get the swing and a miss by
the Bulldog defender, and the went out of bounds on the touchline. The benefit of a swing and miss, you're not going to get a Route 68 Sports corner kick there, so we have a goal kick for the Bulldogs.
And Roach and Griffin just both kind of missed on that one.
Roach could have had a nice opportunity to score, but
here the Bulldogs going to take possession as Ada once again wasting no time getting it to their side of the attack half. On the right side of the pitch as that one goes out of bounds. Off a Riverdale defender. Quick throw in for the Bulldogs.
Near side, Miller has it. Miller defended by Roach. Roach with some nice defense.
Poked it away. And Riverdale able to get possession back. This is number 19, Goodrich, up ahead towards midfield. And that one was taken away. Altivator had it taken away. Now up top.
An Ada player, that's Thaxton, who was tying it.
To the middle of the field, he just continued to play on. And he said, you know what, I don't need to come out of the game. I can still play with an untied shoe. Just take about 5 seconds to tie your shoe there. And meanwhile, Riverdale.
In their attack half.
Roach put the ball now. Ada's trying to poke it away.
Comes off of the Ada defender there with a Riverdale throw. Elmwood has it. About 14, 15 yards out. Drops it for Carson Snook to Cameron Snook, excuse me, to take the throw himself. Setting up, trying to just direct traffic here for the Falcons. Snook throws it in, long throw into the box. No
there for the Falcons. Ada swing and a miss, but they end up getting the possession.
Passing it up. Now Ada has an attack here now with numbers. Falcons get the ball back, however, with Elmwood with the ball on his foot now. Out to Snook, out to Altivator now. Now everyone's just kind of juggling it for the Bulldogs. Falcons regain possession back into their half. Ada clears it up.
The Riverdale keeper for an easy goal.
Thank you.
And Evan Miller with a nice clear that time. And now the Riverdale trying to get possession back. And that one was almost taken away by Thaxton. And now the ball
towards the middle of the pitch to Snook. Snook trying to send that one forward.
That one's cleared away once again. Really nice clear by the Ada defense. Two players, one on each side, fighting for the ball. And that one goes out of bounds for an Ada throw-in. That one went off a Riverdale player. It'll be a far side.
And throw-in here for Carson Conley.
This one up ahead. That one's knocked away, headed by Elwood. Riverdale once again trying to take possession. And again, you mentioned it, Drew. It seems like Ada just has controlled their side of the attack half, but now Riverdale is just trying to
get something going in their offensive zone. And once again, another nice clear that time.
Griffin just clearing that one away. Miller and Griffin have both done a really nice job just clearing the ball away and preventing Riverdale from getting set up offensively.
A little bit of an errant throw there for Cameron Snook, trying to set something up for a real quick pass right in front of the keeper, but real easy for Jacob Rush to take advantage of that. Ada playing it back through their defense, trying to play it up, intercepted there for a second by Goodrich for the Falcons.
Hard tackle here in the middle. Ada getting called for the foul.
Looks like Snook was knocked down by the Ada captain, McKean, I believe.
And that was McKean just above center circle on the left side of the pitch. Right there, just some extra contact. And now it'll be a free kick coming up here for the Falcons.
In the last match against Lincoln View, Riverdale really liked to take advantage of these. They didn't get any set pieces, but that one goes
the box right to Rush. Does not get the possession.
He cleared out, ricochets off of a Falcon attacker into Rush's hands, and he plays it back through the defense. Ada with the ball now, wide open spaces. Kicks it up towards Conley, intercepted by the Falcons.
That was a really close call.
I mean, Rush, that one went in and out of his hands and then was able to make up for it.
Get another save, but man, oh man, that could have been disastrous for the Bulldogs.
It's one of those opportunities where the coaches will pucker a little bit, waiting for some sort of ridiculous chaos. Now, Ada's got the ball. Carter Conley with the ball on his foot. A bit too strong there for Andrew Allen as the Falcons retain possession with Roach.
And Roach trying to get it up the pitch here, near side. Some good
from the Falcons as Stutz gets it up ahead, and that one is cleared away.
Nice clear away by Wyatt Fisher, one of those defenders on that Ada back line. He just sends that one out of bounds. A quick throw in here for the Falcons as they continue to march up and down the pitch here, moving from right to left.
And a throw-in from Snook. Just kind of goes up.
A Riverdale player, that one. He was looking for Dominic Miller, and three Ada players were around Miller, able to take that one away. And then another clear out for Ada, so this one will go back to Riverdale.
That was Evan Miller for the Bulldogs this time around. Riverdale
line. It's looked like it was about stolen by Thaxton, but the Falcons
retain possession. Goodrich in the middle passes it out to his defender trying to make a run. Number 14, Jones. Back to Goodrich. Ada trying to suffocate the attack here in the their attacking half, Riverdale's defending half. Then we got a throw in right there on the far side off of the Bulldogs. Jones takes it, takes a throw in right to the foot of Elwood, I believe. Back to the Falcons in open space.
That was Elwood, actually. Bulldogs steal it. Now we've got a Bulldog attack.
Some possession here. Up to Andrew Allen, but is intercepted by the Falcons.
And Stutz with the possession. Now this is number three, Elwood. Elwood's been getting a lot of touches here. And adds that up.
Defender slash midfielder, so really great in the middle of the pitch. Also great in the back line.
Through ball up ahead, trying to find number nine, Altivator. That was a great look by Roach, trying to find a cutting Altivator right
middle. But Jacob Rush was ready for that one, and now an outlet of
their own for Ada up ahead to Conley, and Conley couldn't get that one cleanly, and rushing to get the ball is
Braden Bishop nearly going out of the box over on the near side.
As both teams starting to speed up the tempo right there. Saw both Riverdale and Ada with some great through balls, getting it behind the defense. And Ada here still controlling things on their offensive side of the pitch. As now Riverdale.
The ball, here they come on the near side. This is Snook with it. Snook showing
handles. And Snook another through ball trying to find Altivator once again. And a nice save made by Rush.
A little bit less, Altivator could have had it, a little bit more. Bowen crashing from the backside would have had something, but Rush easily handles it and punts it to the 40 of the opposite side, but the Falcons retain possession with the ball on Roach's foot. Back to Elmwood.
Roach would drop in. Back to Rush. Not Rush.
Excuse me, looking at the wrong roster. Blue and purple, they look so similar, don't they?
No. They really do, a little bit. Similar enough for sure.
Elmwood back with the ball, tries to play it up. A little bit of an errant pass falls harmlessly to the Bulldogs, who are setting up an attack now. Carter Conley is the intended receiver, but the Falcons steal it back. Now we're playing a little head ball.
Back and forth. Ada with an attack now with the ball right near Andrew Allen.
Back to Conley in the middle with no one around him. Falcons need to shore it up here. As they get the ball back now with the defensive line. Now they lose it right to the foot of Evan Miller for the Bulldogs. And now they're going to slow things down, get it back to the defensive line. Ada's really pushing something. They're trying to get that first goal right here on the Root Lumber scoreboard that is reading 27-34
at this point.
And both teams are really doing
fantastic right now, Drew. I mean, another really nice takeaway right there from the Riverdale defense. I mean, both back lines have been tremendous. And Bishop.
So far, when they need to make saves, they've been able to make those saves. So,
we got a substitution here. That's Chase Jarrett, number 8, coming in for Thaxton. Jarrett, the junior midfielder, with 3 goals and 1 assist on the year for 7 points. And he's in his second season on varsity. As we have a throw in here from Fisher. And that one, once again, taken away.
Again, goes back to our point, both back lines have been tremendous so far. As
both teams have started to go a little more up-tempo, looking to get that first goal of the game. And now have 26:48 left here in the first half on the Root Lumber scoreboard. No score between Riverdale and Ada here in the sectional final in the OHSAA play.
Far side now, this is Evan Miller.
Miller taking it to the corner now. Being cut off once again, nice defense by Jones. And both teams have done a really nice job cutting off their opponents over on those sidelines. And it's forced both
on. It's a kind of fall out of rhythm here early on.
You hear it in football, you use the sideline as a
defender. And that's what both teams are doing right here. Now we've got a Route 68 Sports corner kick. He sends it into the box. A little chaos, but Riverdale clears it out harmlessly. Ada gets the ball with plenty of space.
A pass from Henson over to Griffin, once again taken away.
Nook stepped in to knock that ball away. Ball goes over to the far side now.
And Riverdale with the
pressure and moving it up the pitch.
Falcons were trying to engineer something here for Snook, but he was covered there. Elwood with the ball, middle of the field, no one around him. Ada finally steps up, passes it off to Altivator. Altivator with the ball on the foot now. Ada battling, stealing it away.
Looked like Altivator kind of had the ball in his lap there. A little frustration foul there.
Evan Miller for the Bulldogs now. Riverdale with a great opportunity here, about 24 yards out on a free kick. Cameron Snook looks like he's about to take it. Bulldogs trying to direct traffic, see who's going to go into the three-man wall. Fourth, if you want to include Andrew Allen that's hanging out next to it. The shot goes off the
ball for another Route 68 sports corner kick.
Got a good opportunity there for the Falcons, but nothing really going on that one.
Yeah, that was Conley stepping in, and Conley was, I think that one went off of Conley. There was two other
Ada defenders right there, just right in front of Snook, taking that free kick. But
Conley able to just kind of get his body in there, use his body to knock that one out of bounds.
Got that corner kick playing in low and on towards the ground, but not a very good one there for Altivator. Swings and misses, still on the ground in the end zone as Ada is mounting its attack. Andrew Allen with the ball on his foot.
Defender, Cameron Snook comes in, slides, kicks it out of bounds to stop
the attack. It looked like Ada might have had a good opportunity there, but it was just too strong off of the foot of Andrew Allen. They throw it in, back to the defender, crosses it, completely opposite side of the field now. Looked like Riverdale was going to try over the back on that one of Jarrett, excuse me.
Now ball on the near side.
Last possession there before it went out of bounds. Ada had great numbers with Allen.
Might have went a little too quick as a long pass opposite side. Goes from the near side to the far side and goes out of bounds off of Riverdale. So Ada will throw it in. Allen has it here on the far side.
A little bit of a push, but Andrew Allen showed the strength. Tried to rip.
Tried to rip a shot from about 25 out. Ricocheted right off of Goodrich for the Falcons, but Ada made.
And near side now, this is Fisher. Some good passing here from the Bulldogs. Almost everyone getting a touch here as Miller sends it in up top looking for Conley. That one's taken away, knocked away.
Falcons, good defense from Miller, and Riverdale once again will take the possession.
Go to Snook. It's kind of Mr. Everything for the Falcons. 24 goals on the year, 2 assists for Snook, coming off a 4-goal performance against Lincoln View earlier in the week on October 15th.
He just got to know that Snook can fire from pretty much anywhere, so they're just trying to make sure he does not get that ball.
And Ada,
the possession right there, to your point, Drew, it's taken away once again, but then taken
back by the Bulldogs, so neither team can really retain possession here midway through the first half. 22:50 left in the first half, no score.
Lumber scoreboard as that one goes out of bounds off the Bulldogs. So
Dale with another throw in here. This is Roach who will throw it in just above the 43-yard line, close to midfield here on the near side, and he'll send this one in as standing right on the 40-yard.
And there was number 9, Altivator. The ball now going to Ada.
And Conley has it 1-on-3.
Conley takes the shot. That goes over the head of Bishop.
Attack there by the Bulldogs.
They got the response from the Falcons. Falcons had a really bad throw in there. They pass it up to Conley for the Mid-Ohio Energy goal.
Now we got a 1-0 Ada advantage.
Excuse me. With 22:19 left on the Root Lumber scoreboard. What that awesome individual effort there by Conley, fighting off two defenders and then getting it over the keeper. It wasn't really a chip, but it was. It just went right over the really good Riverdale keeper, Bishop.
And Conley with
double-digit goals on the year now. That's his 10th goal of the season, and the Bulldogs drop.
First blood, 1-0 here with 22:08 left on the Root Lumber scoreboard here on WKTN. The Bulldogs looking to add another goal here, looking to add to their lead. Allen
all himself passes up to the middle. Miller takes a shot up top, and that one
is over the net. So a good opportunity for another quick goal for the Bulldogs. That one goes over the net. But again, like you mentioned, Drew, that
fantastic goal from Conley. He did it all himself, 1-on-3.
To create some separation from the Riverdale defense and just got it over the outstretched arms of Raiden Bishop to find the back of the net. And he gets his 10th goal of the season. He's now got 31 points on the year, 11 assists, and as I mentioned now, 10 goals.
This is Riverdale looking for an answer, moving it towards their side of the attack.
And the Falcons now on the far side have it on their offensive half.
Algie with the ball now off a good pass from Goodrich. He tries to cross it in a little bit too low, intercepted by Griffin off of Griffin. We got a Riverdale throw at about the 5-yard line, just outside of the deep purple end zone. He throws it towards
Alwood with a one defender on him, passes it up to Snook, back to Alwood, 1-2.
Looking to take a shot outside the 18, passes it off to Roach. Roach rips his shot, and it sails high and left for a goal kick. Last time these two met, their goals were coming off the board left and right. Andrew Allen scored, then Snook scored, then Andrew Allen scored right away.
It seemed like three goals in 2 minutes, so this is what they're trying to feel. The emotions
are running high again, as both of these teams, their seasons could end today. The goal kick sails to a Falcon defender. Ada steals it with a bit of a tough challenge that might have gotten called but did not. But still too hard of a pass towards Conley. We got a Riverdale throw deep in their own half.
All right.
You're right there trying to outlet that one on the far side of Conley, but just a little too much force. A quick throw in here, far side.
And this goes to Andrew Allen. Allen looking for a teammate, finds Miller up top. Miller between the hashes, gets it to the near side corner.
One goes off the foot of Jarrett and out of bounds, so it'll be another goal kick here.
Riverdale.
See Jarrett pat his chest. He knows that he took a bit of a bad touch on that. It was a little, it was about thigh high, about waist high, and he wasn't able to bring it down to get a good opportunity for the Dogs.
Good defense right there from
Bulldogs. Far side corner, Conley has it now. That one is cleared away by
Jones of Riverdale, and it'll be out of bounds for it. Another Bulldogs throw-in. Ada, last time they played Riverdale back on September 10th, Ada got the win 4-1.
Andrew Allen scored all four goals in that game for the Bulldogs.
Cameron Snook, the superstar for the Falcons, netted the one goal of the game for Riverdale back on September 10th. So Riverdale
with revenge on their minds here today, looking to pull off a big upset and keep their season alive.
Move on to the district semis. This one is headed far side by Conley. Goes back over to Miller. Miller
with it over on the far side.
Gets it over to the 35-yard line over there on the far side. That was number 6, Henson. Near side now, this is Fisher. Fisher.
That one almost could have gone in if it was a little bit higher.
Bishop had to go wet
to get that one as a nice shot attempt there.
Fisher over on the near side, almost went in. That would have been an insane goal, as that was about 25 to 30 yards
deep. And a little bit longer because the goal is about 10 yards
out of the back of the end zone. So that would have been about a 40-yard shot and a 40-yard goal from Fisher had it gone in. Nonetheless, here Riverdale trying to fight for possession after a real
save from Bishop. The Falcons continuing to keep the
alive. They're just trying to get it out of harm's way, and a smart play there on the far side by Goodrich, just taking that one, kicking that one out of bounds to prevent Ada from having numbers.
You know, as a coach, that shot from Fisher is not one that you tend to teach, but it just about fell. He's got plenty of leg to be able to make it fall. You can call it a heat check if you want, but it feels like after that first goal, while Ada isn't playing slow, they look like they're a lot
relaxed now, not nearly as tight, whereas the Falcons are definitely,
they're going to try and get their goal, get a goal of their own with Elwood battling now in the middle of the field, passing it back to Goodrich. Errant pass right to the foot of Conley trying to pass it off to Allen. Back and forth up in the air to midfield. Ada wins it back to Elwood's foot for the Falcons. Plenty of time to possess. He's looking up for Altivator. Back out
to Algie. Algie plays it across to Snook. Little
cleared away by Fisher there for the Bulldogs with another attempt.